I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:38. Johnny Mosley is sitting in for our friend Vinny, who is out sick. He doesn't want to sneeze on us, and frankly, we're glad. That's nice. We all try to be cool.
Someone's
got a cold, you don't want to pass it on.
Mm-hmm. Actually, man, I have been right up on this mic. Did you guys change this foamy?
Yeah, that's a different foamy. Don't, it is.
That's baloney.
It's not baloney. It's a different phony. Foamy.
I like where you went. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Not baloney.
It's not. Hey, so I wanted to mention that this Friday, there's so many Disney fans out there. I mean, you know, what's not to love about Disneyland? Every hour from 9 in the morning until 5 p.m., we're going to set people up with 4 packs of 2-day, 1-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. And then all those people that win, one of them is going to win the grand prize vacation to the Disneyland Resort. So for details and a bonus chance to win, go to RadioAlice.com.
All right, the news today is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Visit one of their 4 Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
There you go. And online at All Natural Stone. Dang it. Can't
so
get
close,
through one of
so
these.
Close.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. Turns out I suck at the news. All right. Vinny, we miss
stop
you.
It.
All right, here we go. Right off the top, in line with not forgetting my T's, these are the hardest things to give up for Lent.
So
okay?
These are things people have really given up.
Yeah, yeah. Can you lay out
air.
Lent for me
air
again?
Air would be a difficult.
Lent.
Lent is the 6 weeks leading up to Easter. So There's like the Mardi Gras ends with the Fat Tuesday. You go crazy because the next day is Ash Wednesday. That's today. And then that kicks off the
and
season
what's
of Lent.
The histor- is it the time that Jesus,
no, I truly
Jesus,
don't
you know
anybody? Why did Jesus.
Did Jesus, do you know?
Did Jesus did isn't Jesus. Even in there.
The Lent story? I'm sorry.
I don't know. It was just
terrible.
That, you know, you gave it up. He gave up his life for us.
Okay.
So we give up something, you know,
soda. These
by observing the 40 days of Lent, Christians replicate Jesus Christ's sacrifice and withdraw into the desert for 40 days.
Okay.
He
walked the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and that's... And deprived himself of everything, and so we give up one little thing.
For six weeks.
I'm a recovering.
Let's get Hooman on the phone.
Recovering
yeah,
Catholic.
I know. I figured
really
you're from
know.
Boston. You'd know that. I didn't even look it up because I'm like, she'll know that like the back of
I'm
her hand.
I'm an atheist. I don't.
Okay.
I
you went
really
to Catholic
don't.
School.
I did. Well, I was. Mm-hmm. I'm a recovering Catholic.
I see. 10-4. 10-4.
Good buddy.
All right. So what do you think the top thing to give up for Lent would be?
Smoking.
And ooh. What about?
It wasn't.
Swearing.
Nope, it's watching TV or using streaming services. 29% said it would be the hardest thing to give up. It was the number one answer for every age group except 18 to 24-year-olds.
But But don't they stream crap on their phones all day long?
Apparently, they said that wouldn't be the hardest thing to give up, streaming services. Well, TV is in there. So I think that's a bad – you can't ask those two questions together. Watching TV and streaming services, right? Because they're going to say, well, I give up. I don't even watch TV. So
right, but that's because everyone's doing like Hulu and Netflix and everything. You know, that's what TV is to the kids these days. Or even YouTube. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are TV shows and my kids are like, I don't watch any of that. I watch YouTube. That's all I watch.
Exactly. And I think that's you just nailed it. Yeah, I said the wrong thing. It's because they're watching YouTube and they're not even watching streaming services.
But I say that's streaming. I say that has to get given up. If you're saying you're giving up TV and streaming, you're giving up anything. I mean, even that to me means music too. TV and streaming, streaming music. Mm-hmm. Hello.
All right. Yeah. That's
they're going to be bored.
Number two.
Sex.
Nope.
Chocolate.
Sex isn't even on the list.
What?
Caffeine.
Oh, yeah. I can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is why I quit Catholicism.
All right. Number three. Hardest thing to give up.
Meat.
Well, if it's meat, all right.
It's very similar to the first one, but you know, different derivatives.
Your phone.
Your favorite thing, social network.
Oh, social. Yeah. Okay.
11%.
That would be hard, huh?
The number one answer.
God, I would actually look at it as like, phew, I don't have to do that anymore.
I know. That would be right because 24% of people between 18 and 24 said it would be the hardest. So there's your 18 and 24.
Well,
it would be the hardest
to do that.
Compared to just 7% of people over 55.
Yeah, that wouldn't be hard at all. Yeah, exactly. By the way, I'm not over 55, but thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate that.
Well, I wasn't, I mean, what made you think I was?
The way you looked at me.
Yeah, I'm
I've known you a long
checking
time.
The looking glass.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Is that what it was?
I know you're not there. I know you're not there. And then number
by the way, you're right behind me, dude. Clipping my heels.
I know. chocolate, number four. Also 11% overall. Soda, number five.
Soda and chocolate. Months go by without having those. Yeah, so. Although I do love root beer.
Yeah.
Root beer's so delicious.
Yeah. Alcohol, 6%.
Oh, yeah, that'd be tough. I can't do that. I did that in January, you know, and it was, I found out what a bore I am.
Yeah, you just tell Jeff why.
Well, I did. I was like, I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Right. Made it a month, though. That was amazing.
I did. Well, yeah. I mean, more or less a month.
And number seven, fast food.
That would be no problem.
I mean, 5%. That's, you eat a lot of fast food?
I do. Well, I mean, lately I have been more because.
Too? I don't even picture you eating fast food.
I don't, but my daughter loves fries. And so I try to make it at home sometimes. It's just a mess with the oil.
Yeah.
And it's easy to just drive through, and I'm already there. I'm like, in and out. I might as well have an extra one for myself. I'm already here. But, you know, I want to get fries for my daughter because she loves it so much. I mean, I try not to feed her too much, you know, fast food, but.
4%
say
they.
You want your kid to be quiet. I mean,
it's a treat.
It is a treat.
Getting them hooked on the fries early. Yeah, fries are tough to give up.
They are so good. And you know what the best thing is?
Uh-huh.
Which I can't have any of this right now. You get a cup. You get like the vanilla ice cream that they sell there at the.
Yeah, you told me about this.
It's a soft serve vanilla with caramel in it, and then you take your fries.
Oh, come
and you
on!
Eat the ice cream with the fries, dude. It's nirvana.
Oh yeah.
You'd die. You'd be like, oh my god, this is the best thing I ever had at McDonald's.
Oh my god. So what's the top five fries? Fast food fries.
I personally, I think the best, when they're perfect, McDonald's fries.
I agree.
Yeah.
When they're perfect, but sometimes they're soggy, you know, and floppy.
Of course. I mean, user error, but I'm
sure.
Proud. Yeah. Malia thinks the same thing, McDonald's. I like In-N-Out's fries.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
In-N-Out fries are an acquired taste. Like
right.
When I first had In-N-Out fries, when I first came to California, we talked about this yesterday. It's so bizarre.
Yes, we did.
The first time I had the fries, I was like, oh. This is ridiculous. And now, they taste the most real. They're not super greasy. I love the fries.
When you see them doing the potato smasher thing.
Right.
I love
it. They got the little brown, like, the skin on the tip.
You feel good about the skin on the tip.
Skin on the tip. Yeah.
Leave that skin on the tip.
Yeah. 4% say they abstain from all of that. So 4% of this survey are Mormons, basically.
Yeah. They're like, that's not even giving anything.
Do you know?
Up.
I just found out from a friend that's a Mormon. You know they don't drink coffee or Coca-Cola, but they do. It's not that they won't drink like Dr. Pepper. It's just coffee and Coca-Cola.
Why?
It's just coffee. I think it's
They'll drink Coke.
They'll drink soda with caffeine, but it's coffee they don't drink.
What's the problem with coffee?
It's something to do with just the original Joseph Smith tenet, and you know the whole ethos is that you don't get hooked on something that you're not dependent on anything.
Oh,
right?
So they consider coffee to be an addiction.
Like you wake up in the morning and you know you got to.
And they're not noticing that first thing in the morning they're getting up and drinking a Coke.
Well, it's funny because I noticed that there's a lot of skiers that are Mormons and you spend a lot of time in Utah and they slug Cokes all the time and you're like, wait a minute, what's the deal?
Yeah.
So
like a sugar thing,
right.
Sugar and caffeine.
Right.
Oh, it says alcohol, tobacco, and hot drinks And hot drinks refers to coffee and tea.
Can I have an iced tea or an iced coffee?
Crazy. Interesting. That was a part I did not know. I thought it was just caffeine.
There's a lot of crazy stuff
just
in that.
Just hot drinks.
But you know what? Nice people.
Yeah.
Like the nicest.
And industrious and incredible.
Right.
You know?
And help each other and really and truly demonstrate sort of, you know, Christian values. I hate to say it because I hate all religion. Oh, I take that back. That's not true. That was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Can you dump that?
Moving on. We're
serious.
Done with that.
Okay.
So, this Detroit ice fisherman, 27, dies after diving into the Clinton River to retrieve his phone. I mean, I would do that. I would do that.
No, you wouldn't.
He's ice fishing. The phone drops in, and you're just like, I think I can get it. And he goes down.
Into the hole in the ice because he's ice fishing?
Yep. Swipes for it. And then, I mean, we don't really know what happened, but I think on the way back
he drowned. That's what happened. He couldn't find the hole in the ice.
Couldn't find the hole in the ice.
You know, they say, here's the thing. You think about ice as being this sort of flat skim. Uh-huh. But underneath, it's super jagged and super irregular.
Oh, interesting.
Where it's hanging into the water.
Interesting.
So if you were to, you know, and it's a river. Didn't you say it was a river? That means there's water moving under it.
Oh, geez.
So he got sucked down the thing.
Oh,
and even
gosh.
If he can claw his way back. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack to find the hole.
And can you open your eyes in that temperature of water? It's like, I don't know how that feels.
I actually don't know. I didn't even think about that.
Right. Can you see?
What a moron.
He died with his phone, at least, you know.
He died without his phone.
Well, yeah, what's he
doing?
He did
not find that phone.
Maybe he found it and is trying to come back
up. Is it clamped in
air?
His cold hand?
Exactly.
That is terrible. Don't, you know what? Don't do it.
Look, half the 12 to 15-year-old kids in the world would jump in for that phone.
You know what? Let's warn them today.
Exactly.
Don't do it. You know what you don't need to live? Your phone.
Right.
You know what you do need?
$1,000 for that.
You know what your mom and dad did? It's their loss. And you know what they'd rather do? Pay $10,000 and still have you.
Yeah. No, it's crazy what people do.
Oh, I was, my God. Without even thinking, he just dove in the damn hole. What is he thinking?
Not to come back to skiing because I'm here, but one time I was heli skiing up in Alaska with this guy, a friend of ours. He was our guide. And he lost his radio, like his it was an expensive radio, like $1,000.
You mean like a walkie-talkie?
Okay. On the way down, we skied this like steep couloir, and
what
he,
the what?
It a couloir is like a chute, like a narrow,
like
long,
between two ridges, or
between
something?
Two rocks, like a strip of snow between two rocks. They call it a couloir.
Is that a French
chute.
Word?
Yeah. That is French word.
Okay.
And they're
just
really
said a word you didn't know. That's amazing.
Oh, really?
Couloir. Well, yeah. I know it now.
C, can you spell it?
Please do.
I think it's C-O...
E-U-R.
No, C-O-U-L-O-I-R.
What?
C-O-U...
C-O-U-L-O-I-R.
That's not Couillet.
Couillet. How'd I do? I got
it. Yeah, he
Dang.
Got it right.
Yeah.
Get the pronunciation on that.
All right, here.
That sounds like Dave Couillet to me. Couloir.
Couloir.
What did you call it?
Couloir.
Couloir?
Couloir. No,
couloir.
Couloir.
Okay.
I can't say it, but I said it correctly in the beginning. Just trust me on this one.
I do.
So anyway, it has narrow walls and it's steep, okay? And he's like stressed out that he lost his radio. When we get to the bottom, he's like, we got to go back and get it. But it's like night. We're like evening. We're not going skiing this thing again.
Yeah.
And he's tall. He's like 6'8", this guy. Really tall for a skier. He opens the door of the heli, and these helicopter pilots are like, they're all ex-NOM guys. It's great. They're incredible pilots. And I'm like, we're gonna go get it in the helicopter. He's like, yeah, yeah. So we fly up in the heli. He hangs out of the skid. The helicopter pilot pulls into the couloir. So it's steep like this. It's like 30 to
like
40
some
degrees,
stuff.
Something like that. Totally. Helicopter comes in sideways like this, and the blade's like, God, it feels like it's a foot from the snow.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
What are we doing?
What are you doing?
It's a radio.
How do you know? What?
And the pilot's like into it, and he hangs out of the helicopter and hooks his foot and reaches down and with his long arms and grabs the radio off the snow. We put it in the helicopter, and we go home. I mean, that's the kind
Johnny,
of
Johnny, you were almost murdered by those people.
I know.
Were you just like, no?
I don't know. I know. That's what I'm saying. I was like, yeah, let's get it. This is cool.
It's only in retrospect that you're like,
you do
oh my
when
God.
You're in your 20s. It's a miracle you live through your 20s.
Well, you're with a bunch of people who do extreme things already. It's
right.
Normal
right.
For them.
It seems totally rational. Let's do that.
Oh
yeah. From the helicopter pilot down, right? You would think the pilot would be like,
No, dude.
Not for $1,000, man.
No.
Not whatever.
How about
this thing
we go
costs.
Back tomorrow and you
exactly.
try and
let's,
scoop it up on your way down
chances.
The couloir?
Yes. That's the type of stuff people do. They jump in the river for a cell phone and, you know, sucks. But
all right, listen, anyway. I have a question for you.
What's that?
We asked earlier, you were like, I want a second act in my life. Did anybody suggest one in the text? Are we going to do those right now?
I didn't. Oh, yeah, in the text. Great call. No, I had
800-400-3697. Text us anytime.
You know, somebody no, they didn't. But people wanted to know what that what a yard sale was when I talked about Tom Brady.
Well,
that's when you lose all your skis and poles.
You throw it out.
A true yard sale, when you crash, you lose your skis, your poles, and your goggles and your hat. And if it's a real yard sale, you lose your gloves. Like
You
tomahawked down.
And imagine if your jacket came off too, and like your phone went flying,
exactly,
and all your stuff, your earbuds.
That's a real yard sale. This woman wants you to know that the death rate isn't high. Flu has a higher death rate. But coronavirus is highly communicable, so it's spreading faster. But
it doesn't
more
have
from
a
flu.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems like the percentage is, you know, 2 to 5% is what it's sounding like.
This guy says I had too much coffee. They want to know why we're not talking about Mosley's the restaurant anymore. It's just because we have so much to cover. But yeah, it's around. It's killing it. And people, this person said, went there and had pizza. So.
Mosley's Sports and Spirits.
I love you guys, but I got up at 4 a.m. to come in here. I'm going to plug my restaurant.
Do it.
Right
and
on.
I can't believe you haven't plugged your sunflower seeds yet.
That's a great call. Iota. Mighty Iota. Go get them.
MightyIota.com. You get
there
whole
was
online.
One more thing that I wanted to get to. I thought it was funny. This guy says, my son gets a perm and loves it. Doesn't have to mess with his hair at all. What happened?
This is a text?
Oh yeah, this is a text. My son started getting a perm about a year and a half ago. It's not much maintenance, and he loves it because he doesn't have to do his hair every day.
Right, you're not even supposed to brush a perm like a curly perm like that because you'll just split it up. You want it to be individual little wiggle waggles.
Exactly.
Whatever you call those locks of hair.
Yeah. All right, Sarah. What's coming up in the news?
Okay.
And celebrity trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's coming up with Celebrity Trash?
Do you remember a singer by the name of Duffy?
Yeah, he's... no, I don't.
Yeah, Duffy's a chick.
I was thinking Duff McKagan.
You will... It's not Duff McKagan.
Yeah,
it's
a
different...
Yeah,
this is a chick named Duffy. She's a blondie. She did a summer thing, I think, for us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an incredible story as to why we haven't heard from her in the last decade.
Ah.
And I'll tell you about it after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.